Again, greetings everyone, and welcome back to the second part of our program today on the prophecies which are going to still hit us in the near future. And in the first part, I did talk about Jesus Christ answering the questions of the disciples, what would be the sign of his coming at the end of the world, the end of this age. And he talked about the beginning of sorrows, he talked about the great tribulation, and he talked about the heavenly signs. And it's important that we are keeping this time order in mind. See, in the book of Joel, in the Old Testament, in chapter 2, we read the following explanation in verse 30 and 31. He says, "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord." You see, the great and terrible day of the Lord is a time span of about maybe a year prior to Christ's return, culminating in Christ's return, but it's following the heavenly signs, it's following the great tribulation. You see, the great tribulation is referred to in the Bible as the wrath of Satan. Then comes the heavenly signs. Then comes the day of the Lord, which is referred to in the Bible as the day of wrath of the Lord. God is angry with this world. We find some interesting scriptures about this time sequence in the book of Revelation in chapter 6. And we read beginning at verse 12. "I looked when he opened the sixth seal." Now remember, the first four seals were the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The fifth seal was Christian martyrdom. The sixth seal are the heavenly signs, but they will lead to the great day of God's wrath, the day of the Lord. It says, when he opens the sixth seal, "Behold, there was a great earthquake." Again, a great earthquake is going to happen. "And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" In other words, God's day of wrath is being introduced, if you please, by the heavenly signs and a great earthquake. But that is by no means the only great earthquake which we are going to experience. Now, Christ warned that there are going to be great earthquakes. Notice what the book of Revelation has to say in chapter 11 and in verse 13. This is talking about a time just prior to Christ's return, just prior, pretty much at the end of the day of the Lord, culminating in Christ's return. He says, "In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell." Now this is talking about Jerusalem. "A tenth of the city of Jerusalem will fall." Now we have had earthquakes in the Middle East. We have heard earthquakes all over the place. They're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. "A tenth of the city of Jerusalem will fall in that earthquake." And it says even in the earthquake 7,000 men were killed. God is very specific about what's going to happen. "And the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven." That is pretty much the only time where you read that people during the day of the Lord who are being plagued by God's plagues will repent and give glory to God. In most cases, they will continue rebelling against him. We find another scripture in the book of Revelation in chapter 16. This is what it says, beginning in verse 18. "And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth." This is talking about exactly at the time of Christ's return. Much bigger than the earthquake we just had in Japan, which was a huge one, 8.9 they say. This one, it says, is going to be bigger than any earthquake which has ever happened as long as men have been on this earth. It goes on to say in verse 19, "And now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And Great Babylon was remembered before God." Now, Great Babylon, a reference to the modern city of Rome, the city which is built on seven hills, as Revelation 17 makes it very clear. That city will be destroyed, apparently in an earthquake as well. It goes on to say, "And Great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath." Why is God angry about modern Babylon? Because modern Babylon has deceived the nations, telling them that they don't have to keep the law anymore, replacing God's commandments with all kind of human pagan traditions. It goes on to say, verse 20, "Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent. And man blasphemed God." See, they didn't repent at the time. because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. You see, these are scriptures from the book of Revelation, telling us that great earthquakes will strike this earth, and we can expect more and more of these to happen, because when the day of the Lord is ending, culminating in the return of Christ, Christ will return. He will return visibly. He will return and every eye will see him. He will return in great glory and power. He won't return in a secret rapture concept. See, this whole idea that Christ will return twice, first secretly to take his people up to heaven, and then others are left behind, and then he will come back later again a second time or a third time or whatever, to then become visibly returning. This is not anything the Bible is talking about. You know that the idea of the secret rapture was never even introduced until the 16th century, and then it was introduced in a very vague and ambiguous way. And only in 1830s, a monk came up with this concept like there was a secret rapture, and the people who believed it say, oh, the Holy Spirit has revealed that to us. You see, nothing in the Bible talks about it. No, Christ is going to come back visibly. But in the Old Testament, we are also reading about what is going to happen in the future during the day of the Lord, during this one-year time span, apparently. Notice here's a scripture in the book of Isaiah in chapter 13 and in verse 13. God says, therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. That's how terrible it's going to get. The earth will move out of its place. That's what God prophesies is going to happen. Here's another scripture in Isaiah chapter 24, beginning in verse 18. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. Remember what Christ said according to Luke? The foundations of the earth will be shaken. It goes on to say, the earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. This earth, which is filled with violence and injustice and transgressions of God's laws, that kind of an earth will fall and won't rise again. You see, because when Christ comes back, he will usher in a beautiful new world tomorrow, when there is going to be peace, when there is going to be harmony, no more war, no more religious deception, no more famine, no more pestilence, but rather everyone will understand and know and worship the true God of heaven, and then we will have millennium, a thousand-year reign of Christ and those who are under him, who have followed him in this life, and they will reign with and under him for 1,000 years on this earth. That is a beautiful time ahead of us. But as we have just read, many bad things will have to happen. God is not happy with us, with our nations, with mankind in general, because we have lived a way detrimental to and in total opposition to what God tells us to do. And so these things will happen to wake us up. And hopefully you are awake already, so you don't have to go through these terrible times, because God is offering you protection, not in heaven, not through a secret rapture, but here on earth, in a place of safety. And Revelation talks also about that one. So let's not be deceived, and let's not follow those who give you wrong ideas and wrong concepts, but believe what the Bible says. So I thank you very much for your attention today, and I remain your Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.